every single student in my daughter's middle school wears a hoodie every single day, even when it's 95 degrees outside. Not only do these jackets shield vulnerability by being the ultimate in cool accessories, but I'm pretty sure the kids think of them as invisibility cloaks. They literally disappear inside them. They're a way to hide. When the hoods are up and the hands are hidden in the pocket, they scream disengagement. Too cool to care. As adults, we can also protect ourselves from vulnerability with cool. We worry about being perceived as laughing too loud, buying in, caring too much, being too eager. We don't wear hoodies as often, but we can use our titles, education, background, and positions as handles on the shields of criticism, cynicism, cool, and cruelty. I can talk to you this way or blow you off because of who I am or what I do for a living. And make no mistake, when it comes to this shield, handles are also fashioned out of nonconformity and rejection of traditional status markers. I dismiss you because you've sold out and you spend your life in a cubicle. Or, I'm more relevant and interesting because I rejected the trappings of higher education, traditional employment, etc. Daring greatly. Tightrope walking, practicing shame resilience, and reality checking. Over the course of 1 year, I interviewed artists, writers, innovators, business leaders, clergy, and community leaders about these issues, and how they stayed open to the constructive, albeit difficult-to-hear criticism, while filtering out the mean-spirited attacks. Basically, I wanted to know how they maintained the courage to keep on walking into the arena. I'll confess that I was motivated by my own struggle to learn how to keep daring. When we stop caring about what people think, we lose our capacity for connection. When we become defined by what people think, we lose our willingness to be vulnerable. If we dismiss all the criticism, we lose out on important feedback. But if we subject ourselves to the hatefulness, our spirits get crushed. It's a tightrope. Shame resilience is the balance bar, and the safety net below is the one or two people in our lives who can help us reality check the criticism and cynicism.